Good afternoon, Madeleine.
Hi, how are you, John?
Okay, you've just come from a talk to school children.
Yeah.
About Halloween.
Over the last couple of weeks, we're in and out of junior and secondary schools talking to the kids about the dangers of bonfires and fireworks. Some of the older kids, we show some very graphic pictures too of injuries that have been sustained through misuse of fireworks. So yeah. Hopefully the message gets through to some of the kids.
Yeah, is it improving anyway, in any way at all?
Well, we'd like to think it does. And the fact that the City Council are so involved in a lot of positive activities, we hope that the message that there are a lot of positive things to do and try and engage the kids from an earlier age. And this is our aim, especially this year.
Okay, and these are organised Halloween fireworks displays, etc., etc.
They are. We have four organised this year, one in Darndale, Edenmore, Kilbarrick and Donegal. And we tie in with the local service providers and residence groups in around the Halloween fireworks.
Yeah, now we've done a lot of stuff from the village centre in Darndale, and there's a lot of Sphere 17, etc., the jigsaw, are these all involved with this?
This year they've all come on board to create this Halloween festival. On the 31st of December in Darndale, we've tied in with the Darndale Belcamp Village Centre, Sphere 17, Jigsaw Childcare, the New Life Centre and the Belldale Women's Support Group. They've all agreed to come on board to try and make this a very successful, safe Halloween.
Okay, yeah, successful and safe Halloween because it's supervised.
Yes, yeah.
So is it just for the local community? Or
No, we've put it out there. We've well advertised it. We do get a lot of people that would actually drive from the surrounding areas in Darndale up to the fireworks every year. But the more people that come in, we feel the more successful the event will be because they will see the very good activities we have. Like the community hall is going to be turned into a spooky cave for the afternoon. City Council staff will be on hand manning that. We've also invited a guy called Dave's Jungle, who's going to come in and display some reptiles and stuff, spiders and snakes and that to the kids, which will be good. Then we have some face painters coming in from 4 to 5, and they will do the kids up in whatever fancy dress they want. And then at 5 o'clock, we're all going to come out into the village square, whereby we have some fire breathers. And apparently, I've just heard this morning that Predator and Batman are going to be joining us.
Yeah,
so we're very excited about
Fire breathers.
Fire breathers. And we have a drumming band that's going to play some music in the village square. And the idea and the plan is that this drumming band will lead the fancy dress parade from the village square up to the fireworks with all the kids in their fancy dress.
This is the parade now. Where's the parade going from?
From the village square in Darndale, right up around the perimeter of Darndale, up to the Darndale Park where the fireworks will take place.
Okay. That all sounds like absolutely great fun.
Well, that's the plan. We hope it all works. But this year we've had a lot more buy-in from the community and we're hoping that this will display a very positive message to people that we are trying to alleviate illegal bonfires, illegal use of fireworks, and that we're putting the effort and the money in to try and make this, you know, a good event.
Yeah, we actually see the children at the moment. They're taking anything and everything. They're putting them into greens and in housing estates.
Well, this the whole idea of the talks we've been doing this week, because we were trying to display the message that the kids are actually destroying their own football greens. We're telling them the amount of money it costs to go in and clean up these greens, where we could be possibly putting this money into doing up their football greens and tennis courts and sports, rather than just cleaning up just a mess. You know,
and it all costs money as well.
All
in this day and age.
Costs money,
and showing the injuries to it was the elder children, the older children.
The older children we showed, and really bad injuries. And we were telling the kids, like, you know, the way they're all into their computer games, like their PS2s and their PlayStations. They lose a finger, it doesn't grow back.
Yeah, very good point.
They can't play their FIFA if they're missing a finger, you know.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That should get through to them all, right?
Yeah, and the other thing we try to tell them is, like, they think this is all fun and games now, but these little kids have to grow up into adults that have to hold down jobs, and they won't be an airline pilot or a rally driver or a beautician if they're missing fingers and thumbs.
Okay.
So we're trying to...
And can you read any reaction? Are you getting a reaction?
Absolutely horrified at the pictures, because they are quite graphic. You know, but the DFB are also doing some of the schools, and they're showing a very graphic video also that apparently was made with the help of some kids on the south side where a kid fell into a bonfire, and the DFB have actually made this video alongside these kids, and they're actually telling the story, you know, and that's getting a great reaction from the kids as well in the schools.
Maybe we'll try and get DFB, the Dublin Fire Brigade, in.
Because
it is, every year there's somebody injured badly.
Well, it's getting worse because there's more dangerous things being thrown into bonfires, and the kids don't realise. You throw a fridge in, it's full of gas, it's going to explode. So shrapnel is going to fly out from that fridge. They don't realise all this.
I know throwing tyres in and stuff like that, that's...
toxic fumes, poisoning them, and we're telling them they're standing around the fire, they're breathing in that thick black smoke. That might tell on their lungs for maybe 10 or 15 years, but it will eventually come to the fore.
Okay, well, anyway, this one in Darndale is all supervised, and it's going to be safe, and it's going to
please
be great
God,
fun.
Please, I sound like doom and gloom and the Grim Reaper here with all the bad news.
No, that's a positive thing.
But we just want anybody listening not to hand out stuff to kids for bonfires. It's destroying the environment. Yeah. It's destroying the ozone layer and possibly going to injure some young children.
And the fireworks display at 6 p.m. In other ways, the fireworks are illegal. Not all fireworks are illegal, obviously, but there are fireworks being sold in town illegally.
Yeah.
Is there anything to be done?
It is being done by the guards, because if the guards see you selling fireworks or see you in possession of fireworks, they will arrest you and you will be fined.
Yeah, and you can advise the children not to buy from these people.
Yeah, because I'm actually doing the talks in conjunction with the Gardaí, and they are telling the kids, if you are found with fireworks on your person, you will be fined, and the fines are up as far as €10,000.
Okay. Good.
You know, so the message has gone out loud and clear. We just hope now somebody is listening.
Even if you save one person getting injured,
this is
saving one person's life, it's well worth it. So we'll just talk about Halloween again, the time.
From 3 to 6 or 3 to 4:15 up in Darndale, the hall, the community hall, Spooky Cave, Dave's Jungle with the snakes and the spiders and the reptiles, fancy dress, face painting, street performers, and don't forget Predator and Batman are flying in to pay us a visit.
And goodie bags.
Oh, goodie bags. Lots of goodie bags, yeah.
Okay, Madeleine, listen, thank you very much for coming down to us.
You're welcome.
And hopefully we'll talk again.
Please God, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Madeleine.